Like to welcome everybody back to the Super Smash Stories. You got Crash.
You got Groove.
You got your boy Fly here. You already know. You know what I'm saying?
We got a special guest tonight. We have
Nerp.
Long time coming.
He's got a poncho on.
Speaking of ponchos, we had a long day since 4 p.m.
It's now 10:25.
Motherfucking Beer Olympics.
Beer Olympics 2020.
You heard?
And all I can say is, what a fucking roller coaster that this day was.
We're doing this podcast drunk, so enjoy. Whatever happens, happens. Probably won't remember much of what I said if I play this shit back.
Said during their open ceremonies, thank God this ain't the first ever Olympics, because when they did it, they made the athletes perform naked to show off their physique. I got that soft, shitty dad bod, so I'm kind of happy that we didn't have to be naked, but definitely drank a shit ton of alcohol today.
And I'm black, so I wouldn't be naked anyway. That's the automatic facts. Jail sentence.
But all I'm going to say is they can't regulate me. Fuck you talking about.
He wore more clothes than anybody today.
Right, he didn't even support his country, but... Right.
So shout out to South Africa, fourth place.
Listen, I'm from North Philly. I'm not from Africa.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not from around here.
You heard, you know what I'm saying? That's
a misconception. We're all from Africa.
Listen, I don't know what they told y'all, what y'all heard, but listen, I'm from North Philly. You know what I'm saying?
By way of Africa. So...
Poland took second. It was a struggle at the end.
Listen, no disrespect. I love all my black people, but I don't know nothing about no motherfucking Africa besides that motherfucker's a continent. I ain't never been there. I don't know no motherfuckers from there.
I don't think anybody here has been to Africa.
You know what I'm saying? I don't do none of that shit.
We apologize. Like, black lives matter.
Black lives do matter, but nigga,
you just clicked and clacked, motherfucker. What the fuck? Black lives matter, but...
What? Listen, I'm from North. You know what I'm saying? You heard what I'm saying? And I'm worried about the black folk that's right there. You know what I'm saying?
Like, D-E-R-E.
You know what I'm saying?
Right there.
Right there.
Right there. You know what I'm saying? But...
Chingy voice.
But I still, you know what I'm saying? I still love all my black people. You know what I'm saying? I definitely love the red bones. Holla at me.
Okay. Alright.
So, Poland pulls second. Unfortunately, we lost in the final hit of beer pong by 4 cups. Yeah. That hit hard. I mean, I worked real hard on that trophy. I was hoping to keep it here this year, but
nope.
Shout out Jake and Summer for pulling in for Normark, because they both rep different flags like assholes. But Poland came in a strong second. Nerp pulled in for representing Mexico.
He let El Chapo down.
Didn't do so hot.
I had a tap out for my teammate.
I feel you, bro. It happens. Me, on the other hand, I don't really drink, but I started indulging today in this beer called... shout-outs to Susquehanna Brewing Company for their grapefruit shanty. Shout-outs to Wig and Sam for putting me onto it. It's the reason why I'm in the state I'm in right now.
Shout outs to Homie Day. That was the ultimate celebration today. Honestly, that's what it came down to. Is 3 years. 3 years with the love of my life. Is I feel like it's a long time already, but I got the rest of my life, you know, to move forward with this woman, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah,
and that's what this celebration was about. We added a little competition to it, but it ultimately came down to, you know, Homie Day, and that's what the celebration was about. And I'm fucked up. Cheers! Cheers to Homie Day.
Yeah, cheers. I don't got a drink, obviously. But cheers to Homie Day.
Next year's the wedding.
Yeah, next year's the wedding. So,
I'll be recovering from the wedding this day next year.
I'll be in somebody's bushes, and I actually mean real bushes.
Yo, I don't mean to change subjects.
You know what I'm saying, Nerf? Yeah. All
right. I'm my groomsman here with me right now, so.
I don't mean to change subjects, but do y'all remember when music made you feel something?
Yeah, I remember when music used to make me feel like I really sold crack at my parents' house.
I remember when music made me feel like Duvall and I could write raps and then get caught by his mom.
Wig was upstairs. Listen, he couldn't say nigga. So he was saying Wigger. And apparently he had beef with some dude named Earl in the song. Never met Earl. I ain't never met an Earl in my motherfucking life.
Who the fuck is Earl?
Exactly. And Wig had issues with him.
My bar was fucking with a Wigger named Earl. Swear to God. And his mom.
We were drunk off Mountain Dew Cold Red. Shout out to my mom for going through my room. Nah, man, she went through my room. That's one where we're at.
Def Jam Vendetta and Street Hoops 2.
Yeah, NBA Street 2. I used to have games, bro. PS2. We used to be gaming. We used to be in my room all night, and then my dad would come upstairs and bust our ass in Madden.
Do I need to show these to your mom?
I'm talking about music, I know.
I'm talking about real, like, that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, you remember when Lauryn Hill and the Fugees?
I'm not going to talk about Lauryn Hill.
You know what I'm saying?
Or, the first, I'm going to keep it a buck.
You remember, remember when DMX first came out? Where my dog's at?
That wasn't my first experience. Listen,
send your whole crew off. Fuck them.
All my favorite songs aren't by rappers. I grew up in a very musical house. Like, my mom's favorite artist is the Eagles, and like, my dad loves jazz, so I can't really give you a favorite artist of his. Maybe like Miles Davis, but like, they let me explore with music too for my own. Like, I grew up listening to hip hop. But like, the first song that like ever made me like really fucking love hip hop, like from my heart, probably had to be Hip Hop Array, because I was a young kid when that came out, and it was like Hip Hop Array was like, and even though he wasn't really considered a rapper, like I fucked with Beck heavy when I was a kid. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? Listen, that shit was like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm about to really show my age right here, but when I first fell in love with hip hop, and this shit is funny as shit, you might laugh, but I was young as shit, and I heard Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. Straight up. No, it's real shit. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this?
This man is representing North Philly right now.
And I'm keeping it a buck. Like, I heard Vanilla Ice, and then I seen a nigga on the movie Ninja Turtles.
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Go Ninja,
I was go. Like, yo, this nigga is lit. I said, whatever he's doing. And then the clothes, the nigga had the shiny shit. He was just glistening. He had the parts in his hair. I'm like, yo, I want to be this nigga.
I don't know if you want to be dangled off a roof by Suge Knight.
No,
but go ahead.
Not to that.
Shout
out
to Suge Knight.
I'm not shouting out Suge Knight.
Hung my man Vanilla Ice over the bridge. Shout out Suge Knight.
No disrespect, because I don't want them Pyrus and all that shit coming to my door, but I'm not fucking with Suge Knight.
Hard pass.
But all my favorite musician of all time isn't hip hop related at all, and it's funny. It's only because I like James Brown. For me, is my favorite.
James Brown is that bull. But like, that's what I'm saying though, like, when music really made you feel something.
Yo, one thing Sublime said to me is one good thing about music, when it hits you, you feel no pain.
Yeah.
Like, when that shit hits you, you feel no pain.
I have to disagree.
I don't listen to songs that make me feel sad, though.
I definitely do.
That's what I'm saying.
It depends on my mood. I mean,
yeah, I'll listen to,
if I'm sad, I play the saddest shit in my repertoire.
Don't get me wrong. I got certain songs that remind me of certain exes or situations where it was a happier time. Not just all women related, but you know what I mean? Like, just life in general.
Bro, Saturday Night by the Misfits. That shit gets me every time. That's a sad-ass song.
Yeah.
But also, I would say when it comes to hip-hop, my awakening was probably between the Slim Shady LP and the Eminem Show.
See,
the Eminem Show is when I started fucking with it heavy.
The first tape I ever had that my mom let me buy with the curses on it, that I just sat back and put in my headphones and just played back to front, side A, side B, was Jay-Z Hard Knock Life Volume 2. It's a hard knock, and all them songs. And then he had the song where money, cash, hoes, money, with cash, hoes. Yeah, with DMX. What? Like, I remember, like, that album to me was like, oh my God. Like, it was just fucking, can I get a what? Like, it was bangers on that album. And then I would obviously say I have to go with Wig, but not with Slim Shady. Mine from Eminem for me, because I listened to Slim Shady LP later on in life. Like, I didn't buy that album when it came out, but Marshall Mathers LP I bought.
Yo, my first
and that shit was fucking crazy.
Yeah,
first time hearing that album, crazy.
The first joint I ever bought was DMX, Blood of My Blood, Flesh of My Flesh.
Yeah, I have that album.
I bought it as a tape from the Aki.
I have it as a CD, but I feel you. That's a really good album.
That shit, I remember hearing. I was in placement, and you know we had the radios in the rooms and shit, and we would record. You know what I mean? We had the blank tapes and we would record.
You always did on when it came on the radio. You pressed that record.
And
my sister used to make mixtapes like that all the time.
I heard the nigga for the first time, and I heard that song that was talking about that with my dogs at right here, dog. And when I heard that shit, I was like, yo, whoever this dude is, I need this shit. Now I ran away from the placement to buy the tape.
Yeah, that was how I felt about Busta Rhymes when he first, like, Busta Rhymes is my all-time favorite artist, and I was like 8, 9 when his tapes dropped, but my favorite album all time. Shout out to V-Dub, because this is his favorite album too. That's how you know we boys. When Disaster Strikes by Busta Rhymes. It was what? That was a fucking banger of an album. And then even like as I got older, like 02 Genesis.
Fucking Genesis. Yo,
I fucked with Genesis because he had the joint with Kellis Busta. What it is?
But right
he had Break Your Neck. Yeah, all that shit. Like, the production.
But we talking about Busta. We not talking about OT Genesis.
No, I'm talking, that OT Genesis is the other rapper. I'm talking about Genesis, the album.
Oh, okay. All
there was an album called Genesis, 2002.
I fuck with that. I
exclusively produced by, like, Jay Dilla, Dr. Dre. Like, he was real, he was fucking
he
with
was
a lot
in
of.
His bag.
Yeah, like, Heavy Professor, like, all those. Large Professor. And he was fucking with all those guys that were producing back in the day. But one rapper that I can honestly give credit to in my childhood, like, besides Wu-Tang, because Wu-Tang is my all-time favorite group. But one guy that I can honestly say that influenced me to really like fucking hip-hop was Redman. I love Redman to this day, bro.
Technically, Redman is not a part of Wu-Tang.
No, but I'm saying besides Wu-Tang, that's my favorite group. But somebody that I listened to since I was like...
Redman and Meth?
Just Redman alone. Like, Method Man, I always put him solo, but I always put him with Wu-Tang as well. Like, I started listening to hip-hop heavy when I was like 5, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, like 95, 96. Wu-Tang was already one album in. But Redman, I heard Muddy Waters. Tonight's the Night is one of the illest songs ever. He flipped that shit. Yo.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about,
oh my God.
Never, what about you?
Yo.
What brought you into it? What brought you into hip hop? What was the first album?
I really don't have nothing to say. Because growing up, I had sisters and I heard all the girl fucking boy band bullshit. And over the time, it's when Schiff back in the day, he fucking, his brothers around were listening and it's just. I really didn't have much. I grew up more on metal and rock and roll when I was younger, and grew into more when I got older.
All right, so how you feel about Jimi Hendrix? Because I fuck with rock, too. Like, I like the Doors and shit, Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, I lost my soul to
Van
Pink
Halen,
Floyd.
I heard Ozzy, Metallica. I grew up with more of the older generation when growing up. I had no one really to show me when I was younger, more into hip-hop.
Yeah.
I heard always rap is crap. But then when I got my own opinion, I enjoyed it, every bit of it.
What would you say your favorite album is then?
It was never really an album for me. It was just like when it comes to like you guys talking
about. What about an artist?
Like artists, I listen. When I started hearing more, it was like Jay-Z. Jay-Z is what caught me more into it.
I think Hov got everybody because we're around the same age. Like Hov got, I think, everybody when they were younger because. He was, like to this day, he still drops classics. But I think it was more so along the lines of, like, he was coming up in that era where, like, we were crossing into the new millennium.
And on some real shit, though, Andre 3 Stacks.
Yeah, I mean, Outkast is
always
a group.
Always have bars.
Outkast is a group, like him and Big Boy. But, like, yeah, Andre for sure. But for me, like, the first rap group, the cult, like, to, like, just take me by storm, like, first group, I gotta say it was Wu-Tang. Because Wu-Tang was out for years before I got into them, but I was always into kung fu movies and shit. So when you would hear like the kung fu sounds and shit in the back of songs, you know what I mean? And then,
that shit was fly.
And then they would flip the beat with the movie that they were referencing in the song. Like, it was just, I don't know, it was cool. It was different. Like, I wish I would have came up, Like, I was a teenager when Wu-Tang first came out, because I think I really would have appreciated that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
word.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure you guys feel the same way, like, about certain groups. Yeah, you wish you were born in that time just to listen to.
I wish I was born as a teenager to experience Pink Floyd in their prime.
Yeah.
I say that all the time. I was born in the wrong generation. I mean, I respect the generation that I was born in, but I mean, through and through, if I had to pick a genre, I'm going classic rock.
Yeah.
Through and through.
See, for me, it's the Doors. I really like the Doors.
My dad was definitely a fan of the Lizard King. but for me,
shout out Jim Morrison.
But my dad was AC/DC, but I always gravitated to Pink Floyd almost instantaneously. Other than Bob Seger, turn the page. Everyone knows when I get drunk, Bob Seger comes on at least once in that night.
Hasn't came on yet. We're doing good.
Well, after this episode, guess what we're playing? But other than that, is Pink Floyd Comfortably Numb. That is my song.
It's the Wall for me.
The entire Wall. That's on side two.
Yep.
Dark Side of the Moon, Comfortably Numb.
Money.
But like, with me growing up, I used
the Division Bell.
I used to smoke a lot of fucking weed. And
a lot. Yeah. Let's exaggerate. A lot.
Yeah, my fair amount. But I listen to a lot of instrumentals, just regular beats. You know, like I listen, like no-name people.
Postal Service.
Like, yeah, the Postal Service, that was a big name, but I'm talking instrumentals. Like, you have, I can't really even tell you half the fucking names. Like, later on, I got, like, to Lindsey Stirling and that, but that's more modern. But you have, like, Black Mill. You have, like, I could tell you a whole bunch of names of songs, but I still can't tell you to this day. Like, even though I could tell you every.
You know what they sound like. Huh? Right. You know what they sound like.
I know exactly. I like,
that's
when
how
I
different
drive,
brains, that's how brains work, though.
I just like to zone out. Like, I don't need no words. I just like everything to blend in with one another and my happy little thought, as I call it.
It's a distraction.
I zone out.
Right. It's a distraction, and you don't have to worry about, you know, the here and the now. You get to escape for a little while that song is on. And honestly, that's what I cherish most about music, is because it's an escape for me. Whether I'm riding down the street shooting somebody the fuck up, or I'm riding the waves with Pink Floyd.
Yeah, it's
honestly an escape.
My music tastes varies. I could be blasting Griselda, West Side Gun, gangster shit. I pulled up to Wig's Crib today blasting Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean. Like, straight up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it depends on how I'm feeling.
You shouldn't be judged on the music you listen to.
If you get in my car and I'm playing shit, this is my shit. This is where I ride to.
I mean, hell, I was jamming last night to Temptations Radio, and I sang almost every song that came on because I knew them all.
Right. It feels good when that's happening, you know what I mean?
I listen to anything. Pretty much the only thing I don't listen to is just country music. I can't.
See, I could do late 90s to early 2000s. I like Cash, late 90s, early 2000s.
Country, hold I could on. Deal with a couple what's songs. What's up? But if you put a whole bunch of money in a jukebox, you're going to lose me by like the fourth song.
What's the genre of music you can't do at all?
Country.
Like, they put that right. Shit on.
100% country.
He knows I can't do country.
Remember that bar downtown in Wilkes-Barre back in the day? It was connected to the other. Yeah.
All three of them. The fancy bar, the ghetto bar, and the country bar all combined into one.
Ghetto bar, it was hardware. You can put
hardware.
You'd be in there with your dick on somebody's hip.
I thought you were talking about Mulligan's.
Yeah, I can't do country music, bro. Like, I mean, it's
Mulligan's is across the street.
It's a couple
Mulligan's
country songs
across the street, hardware
that
bar.
I could deal with. Like, really okay, it's all right. But when it comes to just, like, if a motherfucker want to play that shit all night or be in some shit like, yo, this is what he listen to, count me the fuck out.
That's why I hate bars with jukeboxes. I like bars that have a DJ or somebody controlling the jukebox, because they can kind of feel out the vibe.
Right, I'm going to go up and ask you to play a song, but you can't overtake it for, you know, the next half hour.
If there was fucking country on, I would pay that extra fucking dollar or two to fucking skip your shit and put my list on.
I can't fuck with country.
Are you sleepy?
I can't do a lot of country. I can do it for a little bit, and then, like, after a while, it's like, all right, I get it. This motherfucker crashed his Chevy.
This motherfucker drinks whiskey, fucking plows the fucking field, and drives a Chevy.
His car broke down, his dog died, and his wife broke up with him.
Right.
Country music, summarized.
Women love country music, though.
Yes.
I feel like it's a panty dropper sometimes.
It depends on who you fucking with. Because I've dated girls that's like, nah, I ain't trying to listen to fucking country.
Every fucking woman I dated, fucking country, fucking panty wetter.
I feel like it's a women's thing because C-U-N-T is in the genre.
Shout out to vaginas. It's like, nah.
No, where's the bitches?
Right. The bitches? Sorry, ladies. T-Y's rubbing off on us.
Listen.
You have a lighter? I need a bogue.
Somebody got my lighter.
So, ladies and gentlemen, one of the topics earlier today was, and I know Nerp's probably not in tune with it too much. I don't know if Wig is. I know T.Y. is, and I'm not being racist here, but we're going to talk about Meg Thee Stallion getting shot.
Nah.
Meg Thee Stallion getting shot in her heel. Apparently.
Tiny ass.
I thought he shot her or whoever shot her.
I feel
her
like bro's got a Napoleon complex.
In her tootsies.
He's 5'3".
He's got a Napoleon complex.
She's about 6'1".
He shot her in the tootsies.
And they said that they was in an argument in the car. Meg Thee Stallion, by the way, is a rapper. Have you heard of the song Wet Ass Pussy Wop circulating around? Okay, so she's one of the people who created that song.
Okay.
And she's about Meg Thee Stallion. I mean, the name speaks for itself. She's a black woman from Houston, Texas.
She got a
music
video? She got a,
yeah.
I'm a savage.
Okay, the one with Cardi.
The chocolate
classic,
one. Yes.
Bougie,
beautiful Amazonian woman. I love it. Shout out to all the Amazonian women, 5'10" and higher.
Bro, they should have called her Meg Thee Stallion. So they should call her Meg the Clydesdale.
So...
Awesome real shit. Meg the Clydesdale.
Chill out, man.
She's a big woman.
She's a tall woman.
Meg the Clydesdale,
that woman
right.
She's a thick Amazonian.
She's not a stallion. She's
Meg,
a Clydesdale.
Meg, you never going to listen to this podcast, but if you do, I'm defending you. You're
she's a Clydesdale.
You beautiful, thick, she tall Amazonian woman. You belong with Wonder Woman and them.
No disrespect. I think Shorty all right. I don't think she all that, though.
She's cute. She's country. She's
I like
Houston.
Her legs, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, all them legs. Stallion, boy. But anyways, what I'm saying is she got shot by a dude with Napoleon syndrome. Now, this dude is 5'3". All right, he's about 2 inches shorter than T.Y.
Shout out to Yingling Lager for his delicious beer.
And they were arguing in the car. She didn't say what they were arguing about. But she got out the car. She said she was only a few minutes away from her house. They was at Kylie Jenner's house, like 10 minutes away. She was only a few minutes away from her crib, but she was chilling. She got out the car because they were arguing, and Tory Lanez pulled a gun out the back window and shot her in the heel. Now, he got deported. And, you know, she said that she was protecting him. Because,
is he Canadian?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He got deported back to Canada. She said that she didn't tell the cops that she got shot at first. She said it was glass. That was the rumor going around at first. She was trying to protect him because she said, I wasn't trying to say that he shot me. But then they ran the x-ray and they were like, oh, there's bullet fragments in your heel. So she was like, fuck it. I told him what happened. He shot me and then he got deported and so on and so forth. So everybody's kind of like, oh, she snitched. I don't think that she's snitching. Because one, when you go to the ER with bullet fragments.
I need this insurance to cover this.
When you go to the ER with bullet fragments in it, the first thing they do is call the police. You can't go to the ER like, I got shot.
Right, this ain't Sons of Anarchy. You don't have a fucking doctor on speed dial.
They're not just going to pull the bullet out and then be like, all right, don't get shot again. Like, it doesn't work that way. They got to call the police. Obviously, a firearm was used. They got to pull the bullet out. So then she ended up telling the cops what happened because she didn't want to get in trouble. And she also said she didn't want to tell the cops when they were there that there was a gun because she said, and I quote, cops are killing black folks now. You know, and that's true for the most part. And, yeah, so that's that. She got shot and everybody's going at her. And for the most part, she's just pissed off that people are calling her a rat, saying, you know, she snitched to the cops. But in reality, it's a dude shooting a woman. Like, you shouldn't be.
How does one get shot in the heel, though?
He apparently either has terrible aim or great aim. She was trying to walk away. He clipped her in the heel. That's what happened. But my whole thing is why we shouldn't be shooting at nobody, but you a grown-ass man. I don't know if y'all heard it. That was a fart. That's a bad fart.
That was a frog.
That was my asshole. That ain't no frog.
But,
ain't no frogs out here.
But yes, I don't think that a man should be trying to do anything towards a woman, especially shooting at her. Like, you can call it one-sided, whatever.
Well, listen, if I ever even put my hands on a female, one, I got to answer the female because, speaking of Samantha, like, she would beat the ever-loving shit out of me. My father finds out he's going to beat the ever-loving shit out of me. Three, her father's going to beat the ever-loving shit out of me. So that's ultimately how I was raised. One, like, shooting obviously is one, you know, very dynamic.
That's
of
the
it, but,
that's the last but, straw. But, my man even, went straight to the last. That's even, what I'm saying. Like, he went straight.
He didn't even choke a motherfucker out. No, he's just shot the bitch.
A slap. All that occurred was an argument and a bullet. A slap didn't occur. Nobody got disrespected.
But hold up. We don't really know that. We was not there.
Beat the shit out of you.
We don't know if the big.
She
bitch,
said he was sitting in the back
he
seat.
He said the big. We're he gonna said, call her Clydesdale.
And we don't know if the Clydesdale bitch.
Why gotta be all that?
Because it's real. We don't know. That's just like the situation with Chris Brown and Rihanna. We don't know what happened in that limo.
How real could it get? They was in a car.
It could get real in the fucking car.
She was in the back. She was in the back seat. Yo, he was in the back seat. She was in the front.
No disrespect to my black queens, but you ever been in the back seat of a car with a hood bitch?
No.
All right then. So don't tell me that it can't get real.
You gonna shoot her in the heel though?
I mean, shit. No.
He was probably aiming for higher, but he probably had a weak ass shot because he's so short. Listen,
and you from another country? You can't come back to the United States now. You fucking up foreign money.
You seen what Eddie Murphy did to Della Reese? He had to shoot her.
That's
in the
a
tootsies.
Movie.
It don't matter.
That was in the '50s too. Back then, it was cool to shoot a woman. Not saying it's ever been cool, but back then, yeah, I shot my wife.
It was frowned upon.
You shot your wife. It's 1952.
Listen.
ARD. If nobody knows, it's ARD. ARD.
It's Philly shit. You heard? But listen. If the bitch had to get shot in the tootsies. To get put
I
want to
know what happened for it to happen.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know.
And she was very vague about why
and
it happened.
And she's a big bitch, man. I don't care what
she
was.
Listen, she could have said some funny shit.
She was already walking away. That's what, if she pulled out a gun and was trying to, you know what I'm saying?
She could have turned her head back and said some wild shit.
That's but he's 5'3". You expect some wild shit.
That's the Napoleon complex.
Right.
But still, I view it as... If
big man, little pants.
She probably said, whatever, you short ass, little dick motherfucker. And he was like, what? Not me.
The way I view it, if she feels like acting like her father and swinging, and you in there, you knock her the fuck out in the process. She wants to swing, you swing back, and that's it.
I'm not swinging back.
My nigga.
I'm going to swing back. Yo, she want to act like her daddy, I'm going to treat her like her daddy. She want to act like her mother and that and go civil, cool.
Yeah, right,
you ain't going
to
beat the living shit out of me.
I don't
You're not going to beat the shit out of me, but I'm not going to swing back because I already know.
I'm gonna
like Mike F said, whoever get the phone first, the other one going to jail.
Yeah, but still, see, that's the thing. You don't know. You don't know.
I'm
going to
knock your fucking back until you're done.
That's what I'm saying.
You fucking want to swing?
Your bitch might have hands like Layla Ali or the new young bitch that's knocking all the bitches out.
But say
out.
She don't and she just goes to work every day.
Or if she don't, then you don't beat her the fuck up.
So you're saying that if it's a woman like Meg Thee Stallion's height, you beat her up.
You gotta
beat the Clydesdale.
You gotta beat her the fuck
but
up.
But you can't punch a woman in the face regardless. Like if she's
so then what you do? Shoot her in the
titties? At that point, she's my height.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like I gotta throw some fists if she's my height.
Right.
Because she could, if she's throwing bows, then
you're
I might
about
have
Tory
to
Lanez,
uppercut somebody.
Nigga, 5 foot one.
Three.
She throwing slaps.
5 foot zero.
She throwing slaps. She throwing slaps.
And she's 6 foot nine.
Time out. I seen him playing the celebrity games with basketball players getting fouled. Dudes are 6'5". They fouling.
Dunking on her.
Right. He out here getting banged on. Tory, please.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so imagine what this bitch is doing in the back of the car.
Why can't we just?
She probably slapped the nigga three times.
Bro, she's reaching back. She's got that arm like she got that wingspan. She's smacking him.
It's Royal Rumble. Why can't it's slap fest? It's slap fest.
Why can't we say that it's lover's quarrel?
Them big ass hands, a bitch that's 6'9" to your 5 foot.
I hope your 5 foot hand can slap his heart.
Hold on.
Had to shoot in the tits.
Hold on.
Slap for a slap, bow for a bow.
Hold on.
Bitch, you ain't walking right.
Hold on.
Yeah, bitch, yeah, she's the bitch.
She's 6'1", right? Tori's 5'3".
She's 6'9", he 5 foot.
No, she's 6'1".
Same
bro.
Difference?
No, it's not.
It is.
6'1" and 6'9", literally, it's not the same thing.
Is she big, bitch?
She's taller than most men.
All right, then. So, all right.
She's taller than the average bear.
She's taller than me?
Because you're a tiny little.
She's taller than the average
you're tiny,
bear.
You're like a tiny Demi Dan werewolf.
I would have shot him in the
But what I'm saying is, let's call it lover's quarrel and say that maybe.
A lover's quarrel.
Maybe, bro, she didn't pull out no gun.
Just because a bitch get dicked
Who
don't
says
mean
she
we
didn't
in
have
love.
One?
The
she didn't pull
exact.
Out one. I know that much. She was walking away.
It don't matter. Just because you give a bitch dick,
yo,
don't
she
mean
be
we
saying
love.
Some shit walking away too.
That's why you put the window up. He out the window, barely could see out of it.
He put.
Yo, the child locks are
right.
On.
He got on a booster seat.
Put that window down the rest of the way. Hey, yo, bitch, where you going? Where you walking from?
Stallion, alright. Bam. Come on.
I'm saying turn her ass to a pony. Fuck you talking
the
about.
You want to see a bitch go down slide? I'll show you how a bitch go down slide.
Who get ready to go to jail and is deported? Tory.
It don't matter. It's not about that.
Yes, ultimately, when it comes down to it, he's a goddamn fool.
He can't party with Kylie Jenner in the hills no more. That's where he was at. Well,
Kylie Jenner will go to him.
Please.
All I'm saying is he's a goddamn fool. Dumbass. Let's move forward.
Word.
You know what other thing I want to talk about? The Mandela effect.
Shout out to Nelson Mandela
in South Africa.
Shout out South Africa after the apartheid.
But that shit goes real deep. I mean, that's just as deep as Pizzagate for me because I've delved into both.
Before you dive in real quick, for those who are listening, the Mandela effect is like things that we used to see when we were kids. Like logos, words, TV shows, something changes and we don't realize it. And then it has us thinking that it's been the same thing for all these years and it hasn't. And there's been proof out there, but wait, continue.
Alternate dimensions. Mm-hmm. There are alternate dimensions. Fuck y'all. I don't care what you're saying.
I truly believe that somewhere in the universe, there is another Wig, another Groove, another TY, maybe another NERP.
Oh,
somewhere.
I don't know if there's another NERP. No, I hope not. I don't think there's another one him.
I hope not.
But ultimately is that, you know, we saw things as one thing at one point in time, but now they're saying, oh, well, it was never that. Say, for example, Fruit of the Loom, when you look at the logo, what did you see?
I saw a grape. Fucking fruit and a grape, a guy in a grape suit and an apple suit.
No, he's talking about the logo.
I'm talking about the logo.
I seen apple, grapes.
Was there a cornucopia? Was there that wicker basket, or was there just fruit?
There was a cornucopia of fruit.
There was a cornucopia and also the fruit. If you look at it now, there was never a cornucopia, which is that wicker basket-looking horn thing.
Yes.
But it was never a part of the logo.
Yep. I remember no wicker basket back in the day.
Always remembered it. You know there's no hyphen in Kit Kat?
There used to be.
Never.
I thought there was.
Never a hyphen in Kit Kat.
I always thought there was.
Never.
I don't remember a hyphen.
I remember a hyphen.
I remember one too.
Right.
Berenstain Bears or Berenstein Bears?
I thought it was Berenstein Bears. I just read that book last
not,
night.
Not the stain. Or not Berenstein.
I thought it was a Bear Stein.
Or S-T-E-I-N.
Berenstein.
Yep.
Is that Steen or Stein? Steen. I thought it was Stein.
Stein is S-T-I-N.
Well, now it's S-T-A-I-N.
That's what I thought it was.
Like Berenstain Bears. No. Did you know that Darth Vader says, Luke, I am your father? Those exact words, he does not say it. Or real quick, how about in... Bring it back to classic rock, where We Are the Champions by Queen. At the very end, you know, we are the champions. Yeah. And at the very end, they say, of the world.
Yeah.
Not in the song. Not existent. Non-existent. In that fucking song.
I always hear of the world.
It's not there.
Are you sure?
Never was.
Are you sure? No, I just sang that song in my head.
Listen, singing in your head. Play the song after this is over, or play it while you know our listeners are on here. It ain't there.
I'm gonna listen to it after.
I'm gonna have to listen to that. I don't believe that.
Yeah, non-existent.
I don't believe that. And if it
what,
is,
what are the words? I'll put 100.
They don't say anything. They just end with "We are the champions."
What, the whole song?
No. At the end of the song.
I thought it was "We Were the Champions of the World."
At the very end, it's supposed to be. But someone hiccuped in the timeline and it ain't there no more. That's ultimately what it comes down to is... When you look in the grand scheme of things, we are honestly a grain of rice in the universe. I don't care if you believe it or not. Fuck all of y'all. I mean... Yes, there's a greater power. I don't believe it is God. That's just a written book for morals. But ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, We are not the only sentient beings that exist in existence.
Listen, like
I've we are not flat. The we are not the only sentient beings. Like, there are aliens.
Like I said,
is the world flat?
We just inhabited planet Earth, but one day somebody gonna come with their rent.
Do you know what I was thinking about?
I mean,
what if you know how Mars, you know, has that sustainability? What if we fucked up Mars and we moved here? What if we fucked up Mars in a past life, and now it's desolate, and now we're living on Earth and we're doing the same goddamn thing here?
Who knows?
You ever think about that? That's fucking weird.
That's all conspiracy. Yeah, I've looked into that.
What else can you fucking live on?
Nothing.
There's no facts.
There's another Earth. B something. I forget the name of it. They found another Earth.
Yeah, there's one that's supposedly they have. They thought it was a bunch of numbers.
They thought it was a moon. They thought it was a moon, and then they got closer, and they were like, oh, shit. This shit got water and oxygen. Okay.
Looks a lot like Earth.
Well, we don't know what the fuck's on it, and they ain't gonna tell us what they find on it. They might put some drone cameras down, and you might see some shit. They saw shadows on Mars.
The part that blows my mind, we're worried about motherfucking space. We have yet to fucking discover our own fucking ocean.
5%. We have yet to fucking clean the goddamn water.
Less than 5%
in Flint, Michigan. We're worried about goddamn Mars. Space, but we're not cleaning the goddamn water in Michigan.
Yeah.
But what are we doing? We're fucking polluting space too.
Listen,
let shit fucking go
we're
out space
never
trash.
We're never going to explore 100% of the ocean, and on everything, the ocean scares me the most, more than space.
Yeah, ocean scares.
Because there's too. Some shit in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because once you get so many leagues deep under the ocean, it's pitch black, and you don't know what the fuck is down there.
We've only explored 5% of that fucking ocean.
And they don't know, like, all them theories about Loch Ness and the Kraken and shit. They don't. I'm telling you,
there's definitely giant squid.
They didn't see some shit.
Bigfoot they can't even fucking find, but there's all these people saying this shit.
That's because they don't want to find him. They probably know where he's at and everything. They're just studying him.
The Abominable Snowman, fucking Bigfoot, all different fucking kinds of fucking some kind of creature around the world.
I know Chupacabra. Them niggas, man. I know them niggas.
Who?
Bigfoot. You know Bigfoot?
You know what I'm saying? Chupacabra.
What's his real name?
Oh, you gonna bring the Chupacabra in?
The Bigfoot?
Yeah, what's his name?
That nigga name is
Harry
Stu.
And the Hendersons, homie?
You know what I'm saying? That nigga name is Stu.
True story. And my dad always told me this story. There was a legend of this banshee up in my dad was from Port Chester, New York.
I thought you were gonna talk about the Suskin Screamer.
No,
I was about to say.
I know about that one, but I'm talking about up in upstate New York. If you Google it, Port Chester, Rye, New York, Mount Vernon, all that shit. They call it the Banshee of upstate New York. And my dad said him and his friends, they were out one night, and they weren't even drinking yet. They were out just hanging out, and they went to a pool hall. They got out the pool hall about 2 o'clock in the morning, and they were walking home. All of a sudden, they heard this scream. They looked up the hill, and this thing, they couldn't see what it was or what it looked like, came running down the hill screaming. And he said it was tall as fuck, and he said it just came down just screeching. He said they took off about 5 blocks, found the subway station, and just got on the subway. And fucking went. They didn't even give a fuck where they just got on. And he said, look, to this day, he said, I wish my friends were still around to say that. He said, we weren't drunk, we weren't high, nothing. We were literally on our way to the pool hall, and we got out. We were on our way back from the pool hall. He said, we were just chilling. And he always told me that story. So I believe that there's shit out there that we aren't supposed to find.
It's the unknown.
Yeah, it's the
paranormal, man.
Yeah, like we ain't supposed to be.
Fucking the day that fucking solidified for me, I always saw shit growing up. Fucking the time, Wig could fucking back this up.
Especially your house.
He can back this up.
Dead.
My house alone, but whatever. There's no solid proof technically in my house. Fucking a lot of fucked up shit happened. I saw my alarm clock go slamming off the wall when nothing was around that corner. But anyway, the thing that solidified it was on fucking Easter at Ma Sue's house.
Fucking, I don't want to talk about
we
my
were
mom's
standing
attic.
In the fucking kitchen. We were high as a motherfucker. I was at least high as a motherfucker. I can't speak for you, but I know I was really fucking high at the motherfucker. And there was the way the fucking went. You had the archway by the kitchen there that went into the living room.
Yep.
Then you had the fucking archway by the fucking computer room.
Yep.
And you had the stairway in the fucking middle archway.
Yep.
I'm sitting there. We're having a fucking smorgasbord. I am stoned off my motherfucking mind. Easter fucking dinner fucking sandwich. Mashed potatoes. Fucking everything for Easter dinner was on 2 pieces of fucking bread. Gravy and all. I was fucking ripped off my fucking mind. He's talking, he's heating something up by the microwave, and I'm just talking to him, and I look up while eating my fucking sandwich. Fuck kibbasi, I didn't have kibbasi on that sandwich, I remember that much. I had a lot of ham. I look up, and there's this fucking lady fucking staring at me by the fucking cuckoo clock between the doorway and the computer room on the wall there. There was somebody staring at me. I saw it clear as fucking day. It looked fucking like a white apparition.
You know what's crazy? It was gray. Literally every hair on my body standing
black
up
and
right
fucking
now,
it was like I black know. And white fucking movie. He could tell you afterwards, like, I looked at him. I thought I was losing my mind because I looked away in that. I'm like, yo, I saw this, 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 and this. I described the lady to a fucking T. He can tell you there was not one damn picture in that fucking house of his fucking grandmother.
Hmm.
Not one picture. I've never seen the lady. I will swear on my child, who's 5 years old. I've never seen the lady before. I described his grandmother to a fucking T, just staring. You saw everything. The only thing I couldn't see was when she looked up, like the eyes were fucking hollowed out style. Everything else but the eyes was fucking clear as day.
She's
I described
harmless.
Her. He went upstairs, took a picture out. My hair stood up on every bit of my body because I
shit's
literally
still standing.
Saw that fucking lady.
That's wild.
I never saw her. And then his mother explained how she died on the other half of the house. I've never seen her. Never one fucking picture of my life. It's like me trying to make a person up right now and being your person.
Yeah.
I cannot do it. I described it when I saw it. I literally wanted to go the fuck home because I know what I saw. It was her.
Yeah, that shit would've
hands down,
the fuck out.
120%.
I would've definitely
won. Supernatural is definitely some real shit. I mean, I've
I
definitely had my experiences.
Fuck that attic.
I mean, we're not the Winchester brothers, but
we should be.
Fuck that attic.
My scariest story.
Why can't we be the Winchester brothers? Because I'm black.
Because I'm not pretty enough. I'm not pretty enough to be Dean.
And you're black.
Well,
and you're black. My creepiest story is literally, it happened down the street from my house.
I was never in there. Shout outs to me being cool.
I was chilling at Adrian's house. Shout out Adrian. And I was sitting in the attic. And we were sitting there bullshitting, smoking. And we just felt weird. So we're sitting there. And we're like, look, we're going to take a shot every time something weird happens. Because maybe... Oh, fuck. Dude, honestly, my arms are bumpy as fuck right now. I got them goosebumps everywhere. I would say a couple days prior to this, he was crawling around a crawl space in his attic because that was the chill spot. And he found some shit. I don't know what it was. It was just like old pictures and stuff. And he fell through actually the ceiling of the attic into one of the bedrooms. But we were sitting there and he said, every time something weird happens, we're going to take a shot. So we're sitting there drinking. And I felt something, you know, breeze past my legs. And he looks over at me. And I said, yep. We both took a shot because he felt the same damn thing. And then at that point, we looked at each other. And we were like, if something's up here right now, make the fan stop. And literally on a dime... This fan, you know, it's hot as fuck. It's the summer. This fan stopped dead. And we looked at each other. We got to get the fuck out of here. Mm-hmm. So I got up and we started moving down from the attic downstairs. One of the doors in the attic slams shut. And I can't tell you how many stairs I skipped going down to get the fuck out of this house. We started moving down on the second floor. We heard some weird shit happening, you know, some little scurries. And then we get down to, you know, the main floor. And the basement door is open. And that shit slams shut. I mean, when I say it slams shut, it's one of the loudest bangs I've ever heard in my life. So I'm like, look, you don't have to stay here. You can come to my house, but I gotta go home. So, on my way home, it's literally not even a 3-minute walk. I felt like something was following me. And in my mind, I'm like, you know, someone please help me. What the fuck's going on? Why is somebody following me? I got home and my mom is sitting on the front porch. And she goes, "Are you okay?" I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I woke up from a dead sleep because you were saying, 'Mommy, help me, Mommy, help me. You know, I need to find my way home.'"
Mm.
Out of a dead fucking sleep. I didn't call my mom. I didn't do none of that shit. And she actually sat me down and she said, "You know, our family is actually, you know, susceptible to, you know, those types of things." Meaning the supernatural. And it still drives me nuts to this day that it woke my mom out of a dead sleep because I felt like something was following me home and I was calling for help.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird, and definitely when I'm drunk, I'm more susceptible to it. Believe me or not, fuck you if you don't. But I 110% believe in the supernatural.
I believe in the supernatural as well. I have a story. When I was about 14 years old, my dad had me over at Kirby Park in Kingston. And I was working out over there. He took me over there to run laps and shit. I was getting ready for football. So his big thing was, you know, a few months before football starts, start conditioning. That way, you know, when the summer workouts come around and doubles and all that, you'll be in shape. So I was over there doing my normal workout. And there was a couple kids over there that were playing like a pickup game of football, just like two-hand touch. And I was like, "Oh, Dad, I'm going to, you know, get a workout in, play with these kids after this workout." You know, he said, "Yeah, I'll be over here chilling, you know." So one of the kids threw a football, and it went over in the woods, like the wooded area, like if you're facing like the baseball field at Kirby Park, and you're standing in the middle of the football field to the left, and the football went over to the woods area, and I remember it bounced, and I went into the wooded area and got the football, and I looked up, swear to God, yo, it was a black dude in all white. He had like a real nice beard, he had a nice shape up, he was dark skinned. And he was in all white. And I remember I looked up at him and he said, "Everything is going to be all right. Don't worry about it." And I said, "What?" I said, "Who are you?" And he said, "Everything is going to be all right. Don't worry about it." And I'm like, "All right." You know, like, so I asked my dad and I asked a couple people, like, "Yo, did y'all see a dude in all white walking over there? Black dude?" And they're like, "No." But I couldn't tell if it was like a suit or if it was like a dress shirt or like a sweater. I couldn't tell. But it was like, it was weird. I got home probably about maybe 2 hours later. I got a phone call. My cousin Felicia, who's been paralyzed for years, we got the phone call. She got paralyzed in a car accident. I didn't know what that dude was trying to tell me, but I saw him and I remember his face, and he kind of looked like Idris Elba a little bit, but his beard was like immaculate. His hairline was great. Like he looked like it was a very ominous being, and he told me everything was going to be all right, but I didn't know. And then we got that phone call. My mom did, and when I got home, I found out. And I never told nobody about that story until like years later. I told my mom about it, and I asked my dad, because my dad asked me, he said, "Did you really see somebody in the woods?" I'm like, "Dad, there was a black dude in the woods. Like, he just came out of nowhere, and he just started talking to me. He looked like he was a human being. He had white pants on. Like I said, I couldn't tell what kind of shirt he had on, but it was white. So I don't know if this dude was looking out for me or he was just warning me. I never seen this dude a day in my life. He didn't look recognizable. So I don't know if I have a guardian angel or whatever the case may be, but...
If guardian angels are real, my guardian angels are pissed at me.
But this dude was telling me at a young age, because it was like one of the most traumatic things, you know, that happened to our family when I was younger, was my cousin getting into that accident. So, like, you know, and I just kind of shrugged it off, like, you know, because I said hello to the man, and he was looking at me, and that's when he said, "Hey, how you doing? Everything's going to be all right. Don't worry." Like, he said it just like that, plain as day. My hair is standing up, my arms now thinking about it, but like,
just crazy.
And I, till this day, like, I'll go to the grave with that story, telling people like, "Yo, this really happened to me." Like, even in my family, like with my dad, like my father passed away 2018, and like, it's crazy because like, they gave my father 20 years to live, November 20th, 1998. My father passed away November 20th, 2018. Like 20 years to the day, like,
right.
Like weird,
that's fucking nuts.
Like weird shit like that happens to me, like in my family, like with shit like that all the time, like just weird shit. But yeah, it's the supernatural definitely exists. I feel like anybody that's susceptible to it, like myself or Wig, they tell you to try and tap into that shit, but I'm going to keep it real. We ain't trying to tap into that shit.
No, if
I ain't trying to ghost hunt and spirit talk and all that shit.
If someone's knocking at the door, I'm not letting you in. I'm not asking you who you are, what's your name. Because once you open that door, honestly, it is so hard to close.
Yeah.
My ultimate problem is the attic in my mom's house. I open that door, and I still feel like that door's not closed.
Yeah.
Don't ask names. Don't ask, you know, where you're from, why you're here. Don't open doors. If you can shrug it off and move on, do it.
Just go. Just move the fuck on.
Yeah, you've been around my house enough. You've seen enough.
His attic door is creepy, too. What the fuck is it with attics?
Yeah, the attic at my old house when, like, I lived on Blackman Street.
Keep shit out of the attic.
Listen.
Don't put no relics. Put no fucking keepsakes.
My house has none of that. I have the crawl space. You have to pull down the hatch. Yeah. But regardless, back in the day, Sabrina, Lindsay, whole bunch of females even I've had over the house. They said, yo, I feel weird during the day. Like, right at nighttime, I feel like somebody's watching me. Somebody's watching me. Me being the dickhead I used to be, I used to instigate the motherfuckers.
So my golden rule was,
if you hear and you want to prove yourself, put my ass on the fucking floor. I'll respect you then. Fucking, the day I fucking was really pushing, this day I came flying to your house, because as I said, I was sitting in my room. You remember the big projection fucking 50-inch TV I used to have? That big motherfucking box.
I had one of those in my room, too.
I had that big box. You know what I'm talking about, that big boy. Mine was even bigger than yours. I fucking told him, like, like, it was weird. I'm sitting on my futon, a.k.a. my bed. I didn't have a lot of room in my bed, so I got a futon, a good mattress. I saw a shadow come out of the closet room behind me and go across the corner. Mind you, I was always fucking high. So that's any story you ever hear from me, I was fucking ripped off my fucking mind. I thought it was just me, whatever. My cat, who is the coolest one, the coolest cat in the fucking world, her name was Peanut, but we called her the Nut. Most laid-back cat you'd meet to this fucking day. Fucking all of a sudden, I was dead asleep, jumped up and started hissing at the fucking corner. I thought I saw this. Like the shadow go. She got out of a dead sleep fucking completely. I've never seen her get that fucking in defense fucking hiss at a fucking wall. My digital alarm clock, which was set perfectly on top of the TV. Mind you, the only thing in that corner was the cast iron radiator. Nothing else. It's been sitting there for fucking months. The fucking alarm clock goes right off the wall and shatters into fucking pieces. What does my cat do? Oh, she left me fucking behind. Said, fucking so long.
Right, bye.
She jumped up.
Smart cat.
And she was gone. You know what I did? I followed her. I was gone myself. And then I went over his house. I'm like, I can't be home tonight. Nope. There was times I was fucking instigating, I swear to God. We're all bigger guys nowadays. Like, Duvall, the best way to say it,
I'm definitely wider than I am taller.
Your size, Duvall, sat next to me on my bed. You know when you're sitting in a bed and you feel somebody sitting next to you?
Yeah.
I felt a motherfucker sit right next to me and literally felt like they put their hand on my leg. I couldn't pick my fucking leg up.
That's wild.
And I went over to Wig's house. Gone. Nope. But the real fucked up shit about my house, you used to always hear things. You'd hear full conversations downstairs. Like, you'd hear these guys talking. Once in a while, you'd hear a lady talking. You wouldn't question it. Like, I used to go around the house. Like, I would hear that, and I would go get up and go check downstairs. Thinking, okay, my grandma was still alive back then. Like, her TV was on. She's just blasting it. She's getting older. No TVs on in the house. Not even my TV, my mother's TV, my father's TV, my grandmother's TV, my sister's TV. I'd walk the whole house completely dead silent, but you'd hear people fucking talking downstairs. Old creaky steps. You would hear, because you know when you've been in the house long enough, you could tell what step each person is on when they're coming up your steps if you've been there long enough.
Yeah.
I've been in this household my whole life. I can tell you exactly what step you are based on the fucking creak noise that step makes. Go down, you check, nothing. You'd hear everything in the world, fucking nothing. Nothing. You couldn't prove it. But since my grand passed away a couple of years ago, literally, I have not heard nothing. I don't know if it was a spirit's unrest, because my grand lived to be 94 years old. I don't know if they were just waiting for her. I don't know, but ever since she passed, because I used to sit there and tell my grand the crazy stories. At first, she wouldn't never believe me. I'm like, Graham, this is, I shit you not. I downloaded stupid apps, like, thinking da-da-da-da-da. The one time I was being like he said, you shouldn't, like, ask him questions. Who's here?
Like a spirit box type deal.
Yeah, spirit box. You know, like, fucking play around. You don't take it seriously, but, you know, just dick around. And one time it was fucking, like, okay, it was going, like, it had a little ghost radar bullshit.
I'm not fucking with nobody's spirits.
I was. I'd ask, who's here? And then the one name that came through, it said John.
That's a difference. And I don't then mean, I asked the question, I don't mean to interrupt. Like, that's the right, difference between white people and black people.
What are you doing here? And it said watching. And I said, how'd you die? And it said, drinking.
See, you're asking too many questions. You
and okay, whatever. I chased it down the way because it had like a, looked like a submarine fucking screen, like you're on a radar. I end up going down the fucking screen. I fall to my grandma's room. It pinged away. Told my grandma like months later after that, like, what happened? La-dee-dee, la-dee-da. Go to find out her husband's name was John. He died from drinking. Well, I told her as is, and she, after a while, I think she started believing me. So I feel like once she passed away, whatever was in that house,
just went with her.
She said, get the fuck in there. You're with me now. Stop fucking with him.
Don't mean to cut you off, nerp, but we're running short on time. We got 4 minutes left. Let's wrap this up again. We're back, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck with us. Nerp, where can we find you?
Oh, nerp. The Home Depot. Fucking Home Depot warehouse, RDC 5089.
Duvall, what about you?
You can find me on Facebook, Doobie Chancletas. Chancletas
for the mommy. Chancletas.
You can also find me. I run the Super Smash Stories page on Instagram at the SSD Podcast.
SSD?
Yeah. You can also, I'm almost on Super Smash, whatever.
There ain't no D in Super Smash Stories.
Whatever. I was thinking of SOD, fucking Soldier Boy. I'm drunk. But you can find us on Instagram. It's no issue. Also, be on the lookout. Like I said, a lot of y'all won't be able to attend it, but September 19th, I'll be filming my comedy special, Be Yourself, They'll Adjust. And like I said, try and get it out online to everybody to view by Halloween, the latest. So look out for that. Real name Duval Branch. Be Yourself, They'll Adjust. T.Y.?
Yo, it's your boy, you know what I'm saying? Flyboy, I'm on all social media platforms. Flyboy Young, FlyBoyYoung. And go get them singles right now on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes.
Right, we hit Apple Music, right? You know what I'm making bread now.
You know what I'm saying? Apple Music, all that, you know what I'm saying? I'm here, Bay Tape 2. It's out right now. You know what I mean? You stream the joint on YouTube.
What about that clothing line?
Subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got the Keep Energy Equal Clothing line out right now. You know what I'm saying? The Money Hungry Squad clothing. Hit me. Get with me. We got all the apparel you need for the, you know what I'm saying, females, for the guys. You know what I'm saying? We out here. MHS, Flyboy Young. You know what I'm saying? On the streets, they call me T.Y.
When it comes down to it, always remember, this art ain't free. Crash_concoctions on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Buy some shit. You know what
Buy
I mean?
Buy some shit. Word. Support the
Help
movement.
Help me out.
Word.
Support them local motherfuckers. That's ultimately what it comes down to. We love you guys.
We're out.
Be safe.